We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, valuable viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorkbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorkbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5, and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supremos the television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, Mbamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Ankh-Virong, channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouet, channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, channel 01 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, channel 30 on Blendlesat. And in Adeya, channel 37 on Ite Blessimon Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Buriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Río, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiaola Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. In Potsu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hof Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Hua Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khmer Cable TV. In Subakhtar, Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhang Ur Province, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System. In Channel 44 on Hua Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bainzakh and Khan Ulf District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khotos, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakhan City in Khenti Province, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. And in Sanshan City in Darnangob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Togo joins the growing number of countries that are banning plastic bags. In health news, almond milk is increasing in popularity in the United States, according to a market research company. In animal news, Sherry, a guide dog in China, brings great hope and joy to the life of her beloved companion, Ling Yen. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 23rd, is the Independence Day of Brunei, commemorating its self-rule attained in 1984. Brunei's official name is Negara Brunei Darussalam, which means abode of peace in Malay. Three-fifths of the Southeastern Asian nation is home to primary tropical rainforest. The scenic Ulu Themborong National Park, containing what is considered Brunei's best-preserved segment of tropical rainforest, is habitat to many endangered species, as well as 400 types of butterflies. Today is also the Republic Day of Guyana, honoring its proclamation of being a sovereign democratic state in 1970. It is celebrated with a vibrant Mashwamini Festival, which includes a colorful parade, music, and games. Located in northern South America, adjacent to the North Atlantic Ocean, Guyana is home to the picturesque Kayatura National Park. It is known for its tabletop mountains or plateaus and its spectacular Kayatura Falls. We wish the people of Brunei a memorable Independence Day and the citizens of Guyana a splendid Republic Day.
Fly News. Search for survivors continues after fatal New Zealand quake. After a powerful 6.3 magnitude tremor toppled buildings in the city of Christchurch on Tuesday, February 22nd, rescuers have been working around the clock amidst rain and falling temperatures to free hundreds of people trapped beneath the rubble. With 75 confirmed fatalities as of Wednesday, many survivors were also being treated for injuries. A number of structures collapsed, including the spire of the 130-year-old Christchurch Cathedral, while others were damaged, as 80% of the city was also darkened by power outages, along with interrupted water supply and no telephone service. Temporary relief shelters quickly filled as military, police and search teams with partner canines were sent to assist the 350 military personnel already on site who had rescued at least 160 survivors from the debris. The Tembla, which is being described as the nation's worst disaster in 80 years, also caused 30 million tons of ice to fall from the nation's largest glacier, the Tasman, situated some 200 kilometers from Christchurch, while waves reaching heights of 3.5 meters swept across the glacier's terminal lake.
Upon receiving this update on the tragic disaster, Supreme Master Qinghai again urged our association members to please go do whatever is necessary to help and comfort the quake-stricken people. With tearful prayers and all her love, she also offered 27,000 New Zealand dollars for any urgent needs. Our sincere appreciation for the tireless efforts of all personnel and individuals working to assist the earthquake victims, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's heartfelt support. May heaven bless the New Zealanders with resiliency in recovering their regular daily lives as we strive for more considerate stewardship of our shared planetary abode.
Thousands flee erupting Philippine volcano. At least 2,000 people were evacuated by military trucks after Mount Balusan in the central Philippine province of Sorsogon erupted on Monday morning, February 21st. As the explosion sent ash and thick smoke 3 kilometers skyward, the Philippine Institute of Volcanology and Seismology implemented a level 1 alert, designating the 4-kilometer radius around Mount Balusan as a permanent danger zone and warning pilots not to fly close to the volcano's peak. With rumbling that was heard as far as 10 kilometers away in Jubantown, 100 families were evacuated and were staying at a school, with another 300 families in Irosin Town also had to leave their homes, with some who experienced difficulty breathing through the thick ash and smoke as visibility was reduced to zero. Even 30 kilometers away in Masbate, falling ash prompted city health officials to distribute protective surgical masks to residents, while power outages, disrupted communication, and lack of drinking water were also reported in affected regions.
Expressing her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai requested that our nearby association members please check with local officials to see if assistance is needed, asking that they also go, if possible, to comfort the most vulnerable, as she said that emergency funds are available.
Our thankfulness for the preventative measures of all officials and personnel, as well as for Supreme Master Qinghai's kind-hearted concern. We pray for the swift cessation of such hazardous events, as humanity's gentle regard for all beings helps stabilize the ecosphere.
Cyclone Carlos impacts Australia. On Tuesday, February 22nd, coastal areas in the Pilbara region of northern Western Australia state were placed on high-level red alert as Tropical Cyclone Carlos developed to Category 2 strength. The alert was in effect for communities between Wim Creek and Mardi, with Fire and Emergency Services Authority warning residents to prepare for potential high winds, flooding, and the possible need to evacuate.
A relocation centre was established in Port Hedland, where schools were closed on Tuesday, as in Karratha and Roebourne. Meanwhile, oil, gas and port installations in the region were fortified as preventive measures. Earlier on Monday, a cyclone-fueled mini-tornado had pummeled part of Karratha, prompting 130 people to spend the night in the evacuation centre after over 40 homes as well as other buildings and cars were damaged, with roads closed and power lines downed. In neighbouring Gascoyne region, residents prepared for more floods after having just been inundated a few days earlier by Cyclone Dianne.
When the cyclones began affecting Australia last week, Supreme Master Ching Hai requested that our nearby association members please find out whether local officials need help and to go, if possible, to render support to the most vulnerable. Conveying her heartfelt prayers, she said that financial aid is available for urgent necessities.
We are grateful for the Fire and Emergency Services Authority and other officials' timely assistance, as well as for Supreme Master Ching Hai's ongoing concern. May heaven protect the Australian residents as we pray that such turbulent weather activity is eased as we quickly transition to kinder lifestyles of care for our earthly home.
Vanuatu hit by Cyclone Atu. On Monday, February 21st, National Disaster Management officials in the Pacific Island Nation evacuated 381 residents from low-lying areas as a preventive measure against the looming Cyclone Atu. As of Tuesday, the storm fortunately appeared to have caused only minor crop damage on the main island of Efati, with concerns for possible food shortages on the islands of Tana and Anaitum due to the high winds sweeping away ripened fruits like bananas and coconuts. However, there were no reports of significant structural damage or injuries. With thankfulness for the officials' safety precautions, we pray for the smooth recovery of regular day-to-day life for the affected islanders, and that all may be protected from such potential disasters as humanity's eco-conscious actions help ensure our planetary stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
UK drinking could cause 250,000 extra deaths. A report in the February 21st issue of the British medical journal The Lancet states that without immediate government intervention, up to 250,000 people could die in England and Wales of alcohol-related disease over the next two decades. The report's prominent authors include past president of the Royal College of Physicians, Professor Sir Ian Gilmore, as well as Dr. Nick Sharon from the University of Southampton and Professor Chris Hawkey of Queen's Medical Center at University Hospital in Nottingham.
They state that up to 30,000 deaths result from liver disease in England and Wales each year, most of which are attributed to alcohol abuse. In fact, the number of people who lose their lives to liver disease has doubled since 1986. The authors also cite statistics from France, where drinking and liver disease have both drastically decreased, thanks to stringent government regulations on alcohol marketing, such as banning alcohol broadcast advertising and sports sponsorship. With the report recommendations, including a strong recommendation for steep price increases to help deter alcohol sales, Sir Richard Thompson, current president of the Royal College of Physicians, stated, "Just as the government would expect us to treat our patients with effective medicines, we expect the government to take much stronger action to protect people from alcohol-related harm."
We thank Professor Sir Gilmore, Dr. Sharon, and Professor Hawkey for your informed voices of concern, as well as The Lancet for publishing this call for stricter regulations to protect citizens' health. May we all join in the call to implement legislation hastening the day that communities in the United Kingdom and throughout the world celebrate being alcohol-free.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol. 2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use.
Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States, $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease.
Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk.
Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases. Violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases. Violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases. Suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit... For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
High-speed train connects Beijing and Shanghai. Officials in China have announced that the nation's longest high-speed rail line, running between Beijing and Shanghai, is now ready for testing. With plans for service to be available to the public in June, travel time at the new speed of up to 486 kilometers per hour will go from 10 hours to less than 4 across the more than 1,300 kilometer distance between the two cities. Congratulations, China, on this significant transportation achievement. May this and other such technological advancements across the world bring more comfort and convenience to the lives of many people.
Save our planet. Melting permafrost intensifies greenhouse gases. Scientists at the University of Colorado at Boulder's Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences have for the first time quantified the amount of carbon that could be released into the atmosphere as the Arctic permafrost melts. Using computer modeling, the scientists showed that within about a decade, carbon dioxide and methane from the thawing plant material that has been frozen in soil since the last glacial period that ended about 12,000 years ago will turn the entire Arctic tundra region into a global source of carbon instead of remaining a carbon sink.
Within a century, the Arctic meltdown could release about 95 billion tons of carbon, equivalent to half the total fossil fuel emissions since the beginning of the industrial age. Lead author, Dr. Kevin Schaefer, noted that even the most conservative estimates from this projection would make a significant difference to the Earth's climate. He stated, "If we want to hit a target carbon dioxide concentration, then we have to reduce fossil fuel emissions much lower than previously thought to account for this additional carbon from the permafrost. Otherwise, we will end up with a warmer Earth than we want."
Our sincere thanks, Dr. Schaefer and University of Colorado colleagues, for these revealing insights into the precarious situation of the Arctic permafrost. Let us join together in rapid measures to protect the planet and secure the survival of all co-inhabitants on Earth.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often highlighted the need for humanity to safeguard the ecosphere from potential sources of runaway global warming, as in this interview published in the September 2009 edition of The House magazine.
According to Dr. Hansen, our planet is on a dangerous course to pass an irreversible tipping point with disastrous consequences. These, you know, already, like the melting of permafrost, which in turn releases toxic methane gas, resulting in more warming of the atmosphere. The reason scientists are now turning their attention to methane is that research has shown this gas has a heating capacity 100 times greater than CO2 within the first 5 years. The UN Food and Agriculture Organization states that livestock is the single largest human caused source of methane and account for 37% of total greenhouse gases. Thus, if meat eating were to be halted, methane production from livestock would be minimized. And then, consequently, the methane from permafrost will also be stopped. And then we will still have time to handle the CO2. It's very logical, scientifically speaking and otherwise. So being veg means saving our planet.
Global community unites in calling for immediate end to violence in Libya. Concern for the safety of Libyan protesters continues to spread as reports surface on the severe violence they are facing, with the International Coalition Against War Criminals estimating there have been 519 deaths, 3,980 injuries, and over 1,500 missing since protests began on January 17th. Following reports that warplanes, helicopters, and missiles were brought out against the protesters, the UN Security Council and the Arab League held separate emergency talks about Libya's crisis, after which the Arab League announced that Libya's membership in the League was being suspended. Both the UN Security Council and Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa are demanding a halt to the violence against the Libyan people, with the UN Security Council also calling for the government to meet its responsibility to protect Libyan citizens, saying that those responsible for attacks must be held accountable. The number of international leaders calling for all violence to cease is growing, with UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon conveying his shock as he emphasizes that attacks on unarmed civilians from Libyan warplanes and helicopters constitutes a clear and severe violation of international law.
Qatar's Prime Minister Hamad bin Jassim bin Jaber Al Thani and Bahraini Foreign Minister Khalid Al Khalifa have also joined in expressing their concern over the extreme violence. Interior Minister Abdel Fattah Younis, who is also an army general, announced he was resigning from all of his positions with the Libyan regime as he urged all the armed forces to join with the Libyan people. Libyan ambassadors to Australia, the US, Bangladesh and Malaysia, as well as embassy employees in Sweden, have either resigned or announced their allegiance with the protesters. Libyan leaders of the Wafala, Tuareg and Migraha tribes have also affirmed that they are joining the protesters, and military leaders in neighbouring Egypt announced that Libyan border guards have left their posts, with refugee camps and field hospitals now being set up near the Saloum border crossing.
Meanwhile, international embassies are ordering that all non-essential personnel leave Libya as governments arrange to evacuate their citizens from the country, including Egypt, Germany, Portugal, the United States, and Russia. Greece has offered to evacuate Chinese nationals from Libya via ship and is evaluating requests from other countries as well. Oil companies, including Italy's Eni, Royal Dutch Shell PLC, UK-based BP, and Germany's Wintershall, have begun evacuating foreign workers and their families. Although communication services have been shut down in many cases, people are using satellite phones and online service Twitter to communicate with outside media about the situation. And Dutch internet service provider Access for All has set up an internet modem service for Libyans.
We sorrow for all lives lost and wish that the troubles will ease and peace will reign in all countries. Save our planet. Hundreds of environmentalists and native Brazilians deliver a petition to the government calling for the Belo Monte hydroelectric dam project in the Amazon in Xingu River to stop, citing environmental impacts as well as the 40,000 indigenous people who will be forced from their homes.
Save our planet. As a 2011 European Green Capital, the city of Hamburg, Germany offers a role model in eco-living as it continues to expand industrially while reducing carbon emissions and is successfully maintaining natural waterways and green space for the enjoyment of residents and visitors alike.
Save our planet. Sri Lankan scientist and sustainable development expert Dr. Mohan Munarsingh, a co-recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize as vice chair of the UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, calls for the adoption of new millennium consumption goals to reduce unsustainable habits that are damaging the environment.
Everyone, I'm Zolo. We're two of the stars of Supreme Master Qinghai's number one international bestseller.
The Dogs in My Life. Our diet consists of delicious plant-based foods.
Today we have a tip to share from our beloved caregiver, Supreme Master Qinghai.
If you want to enjoy music or TV while your pets are around, please consider their super sense of hearing and turn the volume to an agreeable level for them as well.
So you both can enjoy without blasting their ears.
Our many thanks for ever caring Supreme Master Qinghai for this compassionate idea.
And thank you, kind viewers, for tuning in. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Now, the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, Togo bans plastic bags. Beginning July 2011, the import and sale of plastic bags in the country will be prohibited to help safeguard the environment. An official of the Ministry of Trade, Mr. Mohamed Saad Sama, said, "The public must know that a plastic bag is not biodegradable and that it needs at least 400 years to decompose." Togo is joining a growing international trend to legally disallow plastic bags. Our appreciation, Togo, and Mr. Mohamed Saad Sama, for your commitment to protecting our surroundings. May sustainable ways of living flourish as we move ever closer to becoming a pristine and vegan planet.
In health news, almond milk is increasing in popularity in the United States. According to a Chicago, Illinois market research firm, Symphony IRI Group, there was a 13% growth in almond milk sales in 2010. Moreover, the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports of a decline in the consumption of cow's milk. Plant-based alternatives are being purchased more often as awareness of allergies and lactose intolerance increases and the adoption of the earth-saving vegan diet grows. Our thankfulness, Symphony IRI Group, for your results which highlight the increased consumption of these delectable and healthful beverages. We pray that more and more individuals continue to choose delicious animal-free foods as part of their lifestyle of kindness. Up next, a noteworthy news. A guide dog helps bring a vibrant life back to a visually impaired woman in China. We'll have some quiet time with God. Be right back. More friendly news when we return. Here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a caring world. In animal news, a guide dog greatly enhances the life of a blind woman. Sherry is the ever-faithful companion and guide of Miss Ling Yen from China, who lost her sight 14 years ago. Sherry helps Ling Yen navigate when they go for walks, take the subway, shop at the supermarket, or climb stairs. Ling Yen has also started cooking to prepare meals for Sherry. Ling said, "My life is different with Sherry. It became full of joy and hope. She's more than a dog. She's part of my family and a true friend." Using special software, Ling Yen has begun a blog about her life with Sherry. What wonderful news, Miss Ling Yen. Bravo, Sherry, for your loving assistance. May the two of you have many more blissful years together, enjoying each other's cherished company.
And now for some laughter with a joke told in French entitled Shoe Shopping.
Un homme entre dans une boutique acheter des chaussures. Après avoir essayé plusieurs paires, il est finalement satisfait. « Enfin !» s'exclame-t-il. « J'ai trouvé une paire de chaussures qui me va. »« Pas étonnant !» répond le vendeur. « Ce sont les vôtres. »
And now for our viewers' hotline.
Your website is the most inspiring one on the internet. Thank you. We watched with great interest part one of Eli Tom Ben Israel and hope the other parts will be someday made available. Thanks again, Dan.
Greetings, Dan. Thank you so much for your encouraging message. Please visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Breatharians and you will be able to access all four parts of the program on Elitum Ben Israel. All our best wishes and love.
Do you have a hotline today? Please share your comments and uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You can send them to hotline@SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/hotline. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your life shine with inner peace and grace.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Korean President Lee Myung-bak announces a campaign for building a fair society based on sound ethics, asking for input from all parties to implement change as he says that such integrity is necessary to advance as a nation.
U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton appoints Mark Grossman as the new U.S. Special Envoy to Afghanistan and Pakistan, where he will help to facilitate U.S. troop withdrawal and security transfer to Afghanistan, as well as assist in renewing U.S.-Pakistani relations.
Vegan Canadian actress and animal advocate Pamela Anderson writes a letter to the All India Institute of Medical Sciences calling for its aging monkeys to be freed from cruel and neglected conditions and for the suffering caused by animal testing to end.
Saying that a person must only consider the facts to know that tobacco is one of the world's biggest killers, renowned French economist Jacques Attali calls for a global ban on its production, distribution and consumption.
U.S. political analyst Bill Jones from the Executive Intelligence Review affirms that the only way to bring the solution of lasting peace to Afghanistan is through diplomatic means.
According to a series of Swedish medical research studies published in the Science Journal, the brain's perception can be altered to include the experience of having an extra limb or even leaving the body to enter virtual worlds, all through the coordinated manipulation of different senses.
In partnership with the Caribbean Development Bank, Belize's Ministry of Economic Development launches a $15 million US program to finance projects in areas such as water, education, health, and social services to assist the country's less fortunate.
U.S. Senators Dick Durbin and Frank Lautenberg urged the Major League Baseball organization, as well as its players' union, to ban smokeless tobacco altogether from the sport, citing its adverse health effects and the players' exemplary influence on youngsters who watch the games.
The United Nations Children's Fund, or UNICEF, initiates a program to support children following the psychologically traumatic events of unrest that some experienced in Egypt to help restore their security and peace of mind.
A policy to provide the less fortunate in Orlak or Vietnam with medical treatment is advancing, with health insurance cards distributed to about 16 million disadvantaged people already, and 60% of citizens covered.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.